Blog Talk Radio.
Flashback Friday radio show on the G-Luke Show with Queen Jim. G-Luke sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93 Tweed FM Ism, Dee Harrison of Westside Car Club. Flashback Fridays.
Hey, it's Queen Jean tuning in on the Fabulous Friday G Lou Show, where it don't get no better than this. Spend a Friday evening with a chill vibe.
What's cracking? Big Snow. You know I took you to the mountaintop, but on trip. Let's go where they're doing it at. The G Lou Show. Flashback Friday.
Miss Queen Jean V. Berkeley. Good evening, Queen.
What's like going that? On?
All right.
I ain't gonna give right. your whole okay. name. That's Miss Jean V. Berkeley. Put the whole initial in there. What's going
hey.
On, King G. Lou?
Facebook. That's the Facebook handle. You know what I'm saying? That's the Facebook.
I know it's already out there. So what the hell, right?
Right.
It's out there. I like that little intro, smiling faces. That's right.
Yeah. What's going on, Queen?
Yeah. Oh, just trying to stay warm. It's raining out here. It's supposed to snow tonight and
oh.
tomorrow. The whole
oh,
weekend,
wow.
we're looking, they said 1 to 2 inches of snow.
Wow.
I said, okay. That's why the stores were all packed today. Everywhere we went was packed, and people were just stocking up. I said, because we getting ready to be snowed in. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Oh,
ooh-wee.
I know, right?
Right, well.
It's all
I know
good.
You're ready, prepared. Yeah, kick back, relax, huh? There's nothing wrong
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Hibernate a little bit.
That. Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Story of my life, hibernation. Keep me,
that's
keep
right.
me fit and clean.
I ain't mad at it. It's Flashback Fridays tonight, but we got a little twist put on it tonight. We got a flashback guest because he's been here before, and he's returning tonight with some new music, some new games, some new things to talk about, you know, and all these type of things. It's a new year, so the homie got a lot to talk about. So with that being said, I'm gonna turn it over to Queen and let her do the honors and, you know, introduce and let you all know what's going on tonight because it's dear to her heart. So go ahead, Queen.
Okay, well, tonight we do have the return of Bandana Davies, which is my heart, my son. He has been here before, as G. Lou stated, but he's done a lot more things since his first appearance on our show. So is he in the green room?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, well, let's welcome Bandana Davies straight out of Long Beach. Welcome to the show.
Bandana.
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 What's the,
yes,
what's the
right.
deal? Dip on that hook.
What's the
hey,
deal?
Hey, man, you got a hit. You got a hit single, man. That Gas Break was a hit, man. You know that was a hit right there, man. So, you know, congratulations, buddy. But welcome back
man.
To the show.
Man, that's thanks to you, G. Lou.
Man, it's all love, brother. It's all love. It
was
instant. It was an instant hit over here. It was instant. It was instant, man. That one right there was a banger. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, when you make
put that one out.
When you make slappies, it's hard not to be. You know what I mean?
Right. That's right. Well, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people. You're back there, you know, for the people who returned and heard you last time, but it may be new people. Just go ahead and let the people know who we got with us right now, man.
For y'all that's new, my name is Bandana, Bandanna, Davis with a Z. Up and cut West Coast artist out here really doing my thing real tough. Dropping a lot of things that people wouldn't expect to drop. Because everybody's doing the same thing. So with that being said, you know, you can hit me up on Twitter at Arthur Chambers 8, Facebook at Bandana Lee Davis, Instagram at Taco Chico's or TikTok at Arthur Chambers 420. I'm everywhere across the board, or you could just Google a nigga, Bandana Davis.
So, Bandana.
Hey, Bandana, Davis. Let me ask you a question. Hold on, let me ask this brief because it's on my mind, right? When you are Bandana, look just because it's on my mind right now, and I don't want to forget. When you are Bandana Davis, you know what I mean, your stage name and all of that, and is it really? Do you get into the whole full Bandana Davis character, or is it just like? Because it seems like the whole band, you know, it's the yada, you in full mode right there. So is it like the whole, explain to us who Bandana Davis is.
Well, Bandana is my alter ego. But Bandana is okay. The one to get it done. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, man. Okay. You know, Bandana is him.
Right.
Yeah, Chico Slim is the chef. You know, Arthur is the entity, but Bandana is the character. And when I get a Bandana mode, I embrace it. I am Bandana. Okay. I mean, that's what it is. I talk right. Like that, move like that, act like that. You got to right. Separate yourself.
Okay.
It's the
there
music
it is,
business.
Man.
Yeah.
Right, right. There it is. Okay. We just wanted clarification on that. That's Bandana. And it's the full package. That's what you get right now. We got Bandana Davis in the flesh. Go ahead, Queen.
So, Bandana, how are you, and how is the family?
I'm good right now. You know, the family's good. You know, we had a little COVID scare, but we over that now. You know, my kid's mom, she had COVID, but she bounced back. So, you know, we doing good. The kids are straight. So everything's on the up and up, especially my career right now. It's just it's platforming. It's platforming.
Yes, because you've made some. When you was on this show before, I don't had as many songs or albums as you have now. But let me ask you this before I forget. Now, I remember when you first started lyrically doing your lyrics when you was Armageddon. Who was your other character? Armageddon.
It was.
But when you start,
it was King Armageddon.
King Armageddon.
And after King Armageddon, it became Chico Slim.
Okay, so when you started, it was just CDs then. So now it's a streaming platform. What do you think of the difference of the two? How has that helped your career?
Bandana, let me see. That's a question for that's a Chico question right there.
Okay.
I'm saying that because I had to switch my voice real fast.
Oh shit. Okay.
The came out.
Okay. You got to know how to do it. That's what he said.
Yeah.
You know how to break them down and separate the two. Or three.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro.
The three. Basically, with the CDs, I was able to go out there, you know, get my music heard on the spot. Same as digital, but I was able to go out there with 100 CDs and sell for $5 a piece. You know, print them up and sell them. You know, back then they had this thing called SoundScan. And they still got SoundScan, too, but it's not as big because people are not scanning records anymore. And, you know, that was always the independent artist was to make some dope music, get a dope album cover, call up one of these places that print the CDs, like Discmakers. Discmakers was the shit. And we called Discmakers, you know, get everything printed up and go out there and do that out of the trunk. You know, I started off selling CDs out the trunk on front of Walmart and Walgreens. So now me trying to do things is a learning process. Like, once I learn this, I have to learn how to mix and master. Once I learn that, I have to learn how to promote. Once I learn that, I have to learn how to digitize. I have to learn how to run my own merch, check all my own platforms, get my money out of my bank accounts and do all these things, especially when you do everything by yourself. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's a little harder when you don't have a team. Most of these artists right now, you see these young artists pop because they have a team. And I don't mean like a team as far as you think. I mean like they got their 20, 30 homies behind them saying, yeah, this is it. And If they 30 homies believe it's like a pyramid chain. If they 30 homies believe it's it, then they get 60 other homies believe it's it, and they get 120 other homies believe it's it, so that one nigga think it's it, and it is it. And then push as a forward as a unit. You got one person that shoots the videos, one person that makes the beat, one person that just does nothing but marketing and promotion for you while you focus on your music. When in actuality, I'm doing all this by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So the independent hustle... Yeah, the independent hustle is the long game hustle. Like, if you want that bag, that Bentley, that chain, you want that new Lambo, you want to be out there stunting on niggas, then yeah, go ahead and find you a major. You know what I mean? I hope you dope enough to get you a good deal. You see what I'm saying? But if you want that long-term money to own all your stuff later on and to have complete control of your publishing and your bastards and everything, independent is the way to go. And yes, it's longer. And if you stop, then you stop. But if you really about this music and you don't stop, it's going to shine at the end. Shit, look at G. Lou.
Man.
Right.
No, I'm listening to everything you're saying, and you speaking fast. I'm liking Chico Slim right now. I'm liking this Chico Slim guy. He's speaking some real facts, brother.
Yeah.
You know, but
I mean,
like you said, it's all a work in progress, but that's the main goal, and you feel better about yourself when you're doing it that way and you're learning. And, you know, and like you said, of course, you want that team. It's just not that easy to make all that happen, you know what I mean, and have not everybody, not only that people believe in you, but just to make those things happen, you know what I mean? That takes time and money and, you know, all these things, you know.
Money.
So, like you said,
money.
To it all, though, but money. But in the meantime, man, it's great to learn all those things on your own and be self-made and self-sufficient.
Yeah.
So you're that much better and greater when other things do come into play. You know, you're that much more ahead of the game, and you're learning the game as well. So that
exactly.
I just love what you're speaking about, Chico Slim. Continue on,
hey,
sir.
G-Lou, when you go to a studio, and you go to a professional studio right now, you know exactly how you want your voices and levels EQ, right?
Yeah.
You know exactly.
Everything, yep.
You go in there, and you tell the engineer, look, notch me at this BPM, put me right here, okay, I'm going to do one double and overlap this, or give me one track under here like this, and I'm going to do it like that. You got the formula,
right? Right.
That's the process of learning everything, because you got a home studio, so you know your formula.
Right, yeah.
These niggas don't know their formula. They don't know their formula yet, G. Lou. That's why they make a hit song. Well, if you want to call that a hit song, you see what I'm saying?
Because, is that why they all sound alike? Because they don't know their formula?
Yeah. They all sound alike because they scared to go out of their box.
They want to just follow and do what's safe. Yep.
They say, if I make a song with auto-tune, I make a song that sound like, oh, I don't want to go no more. If I do a song like that and that's slapping right there, then maybe my shit going to slap too. But in actuality, nigga, you saturating the shit for what it is. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody is biting. I remember it was a thing called originality. You had to be original. You had to have bars, spit, and be original to call yourself a hip-hop artist, a rap artist. Now it's just, nigga, anybody can do it with some money and some streams. See, all of my streams, all of my views, all of my subscribers, it may not be as much as all the rest of these niggas, but it's getting up there. But all of my shit is organic. All my shit is through... people, what's up?
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was going to ask you, speaking on how things are done now, like you said, and how these kids get out and everything is oversaturated. Do you feel just like we were speaking on CDs and how you had to go to disc makers and buy your shit and distribute, promote, sell out the trunk, all of that, get your shit pressed up, as opposed to now it's digitizing a lot easier. Which is good and bad, right? So what are your pros and cons of how things are done now? You know, it is much easier, so that can make it easier for someone like you who really puts in the work and does this, but opposed to the people who don't really put the work in and it becomes easy to them where they could just put something out and it maybe blows, you know what I mean, overnight and it's some bullshit. But those are the things going on with the digitized world right now opposed to how it was. So how do you feel about that, the pros and cons of how it's done now?
Okay, the pros of that is that my biggest audience is in Europe, is in Canada, is in South America. My biggest listeners right now to this day is in Australia. You see what I'm saying? Before, when I was selling CDs, I couldn't reach Australia.
They couldn't get that reach. Right, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But I can reach Compton. I can reach Watts. I can reach South Central. But I can't even reach Ohio. You see what I'm saying? Unless I'm going to Ohio. So the digital market, I mean, it's great to be able to place and stream. But a lot of these cats that's making music don't even know how to do it they sell. And it's real, and it's real easy. I'm gonna say two things to people. DistroKid, United Master.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost a lot of money a year. It pays for itself. I mean, if you're a DistroKid, you can sell a few albums at least, you can pay for yourself.
You can at least do that.
Exactly. It pays for itself. If it don't pay for itself, then don't you need to be doing music. If it doesn't at least pay for itself, that's like if you hustling, right? And you got to make that re-up. But guess what, nigga?
You ain't even making that.
You ain't even making that.
Right.
So why is you hustling, nigga? If you ain't even made re-up, that means you ain't got no money to put to the side.
Right.
Nigga, you need to give it up.
Wow. Real facts. You talking good shit, though, man. I'm glad we're getting this information out there, though, for the people who don't know. So that's a good thing, man. But go ahead, Queen. I know I've been cut. I don't know if I cut you off.
Oh, no, it's all good because, look, that's really y'all stilo. You know what I'm saying? You understand that lingo better than I do. I just know the hustle part of him, of how he really, you know, this is his passion, and it's been his passion for since he was about 15, 14 years old. I remember when he was really trying to just put himself, make a name for himself. He did Project Blows. And I recall going to some of your Project Blow shows, and I mean, he would just have that whole crowd rocking, and it warmed my heart to be in the crowd and them not knowing that I was his mother, but just to see how they were vibing to him because he know how to have stage presence. You know, he get out there, he rock the mic, he don't just stand there and just do a little rock and roll. He hit the stage from one end to the next and then get in the middle and just was doing his thing. So I know that he's good at that. And then when you're there in your studio, your self-made studio, which is really a self-made studio, where do you go to get your music? Where do you go mentally to get your music? How do you prepare yourself for that?
Well, anybody that makes really, really great music will tell you the magic happens between 3:30 in the morning to 6 o'clock. You know what I mean? 2:30, 3:30 to 6 o'clock. You see what I'm saying? Like the wee hours. So at that time, it's less energy in the world, less people out here thinking, less people putting thoughts in the world. You see what I'm saying? My family is laid down. They sleep. I could just sit there. And my thing is this. The beats tell me how to rap. I don't tell the beat how to rap. So I might go through 20, 30 beats that night. Like tonight, when I got the phone now, I'm in the studio. So I might go through like 30 beats I'm getting from, you know, Legion Beats or KE on the track or DJ Flip. You see what I'm saying? I might get and go through these tracks. And once G-Lu know, like once you hear that either that bass line or that piano
that
or that
one.
Flute.
It's going to tell you.
Yeah.
The one is going to talk to you. You can, like you said, you can go through 20, 30, but that one is just going to talk to you, homie. That's the one. You're going to be like, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after you get that one, it starts to come more fluid. Like, okay, yeah. That's a banger. Yeah. All right, I'm on. Okay. Put that on. Okay.
It's all a vibe. It's all a vibe. You got to catch that vibe because you could be sitting there and just not catching it as far as the beats, a writer's block, whatever, or just what you want to say, how you want to say it. And then once you catch that vibe, you knock one out, it just starts going. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a great feeling, too. It's a great feeling when you make good music and it actually slaps. Like E-40 said, man, I only listen to myself and Tupac. Can you blame the nigga?
Mm.
His shit slap.
Wow. Yeah.
That's how
who
I
was,
feel like.
I know I asked you before, who was some of your, I know it could be a lot, man, you know what I mean? But who was some of your inspiration or main inspiration behind the mic, or that you really you really fuck with the most?
Oh, my top phase. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My inspiration was Redman. Redman was my inspiration.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was
okay.
Redman.
That was
Redman,
a shocker right
the,
there.
Hey,
okay.
Redman was my idol forever.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
You know,
which album
do
you like by Redman the most? What's your favorite Redman album?
It's kind of hard between Dosh the Name and Malpractice, but that Dosh the Name album, man, from beginning to end, man, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that Malpractice album, too, you know, that Muddy Waters album is it.
Muddy Waters.
It's nice, you know, but that everything else was cool. His new album, his new little EP he had dropped like last year with I Slapped the Fuck Out You, that shit was dope, too. But
okay.
that's the name. Oh my God, oof. That was
okay.
it. E40. E40 is another one
okay.
of my biggest like my favorite rap artists of all time.
I know when you guys was coming up. I know y'all used to listen to Wu-Tang a lot, and who was that? Andre 3000.
I come back to you. Yeah. I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
No, I was saying, I remember when you all was coming up, you and your sisters, y'all used to listen to Wu-Tang and Andre 3000 a lot.
Yeah, that was my, that right there, I'm a 5%er. So therefore, if I've been a 5%er, you know, that was like natural for me. You know, I am a Wu head. And Outkast, hello, greatest group of all times.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of the group, Outkast. You see, I said Andre 3000, we are Outkast. Yeah.
That's the greatest group of all time right there.
You know, I'm an old, you know, I love my old school. You know, I love my oldies. So I tried to, my children was the ones that kind of kept me up on some of the hip-hop stuff. Chico Bandana, Artie, your
Queen.
Children... I noticed that all three of them be rapping as well. So it's safe to say that they're very inspired by you.
I'm their favorite artist, and they listen. And they're not saying that because I'm their dad.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that because they can see what's going on. They hear other music. They're like, yeah, that's my daughter's so judgmental. It's crazy. She'll tell you right now if she'll tell you her own mouth. If it don't slap, I'm not gonna listen to it. And she's like that with anything. It could be from, listen to me, G Lou. We listen to everything from White Snake,
right?
Red Hot Chili Peppers, all the way to Wayne Chung,
right?
All the way to Mary J. Blige,
right.
All the way to the Temptations, Stylistic, all the way to Delphonics, Blue Magic,
wow.
All the way back. So we're well rounded.
You got a well rounded, right? Right.
Yeah.
Man, and my kids, that's all they know. Like, my mom, all she did the whole time we grew up was play oldies. She listened
right.
to no rap music. The only rap CD she had was The Great Adventures of Slick Rick, right?
Wow.
So,
and I had some Too Short, too.
Wow.
Yeah. She had that Too Short album, too.
Okay.
Yeah, for the most part, that's what it was, just oldies.
Yeah.
But I know. Go ahead.
I didn't get to discover rap music until I was like 14, 15. That's when I started listening to rap music, like on my own. Like I didn't know what kind of music I liked. I had no idea.
Right.
Until I start rapping. Right. And then my first group I really fell in love with was fucking No Limit. Oh my God.
Wow.
I was on the West Coast streaming. I was a No Limit soldier.
Wow.
I went and got the fake little No Limit chain and everything. I was out here popping. I was out here popping.
Wow.
You see what I'm
That's
saying?
What's
so
up.
Yeah. It's crazy. The inspiration is there too, you know, like music is just something that I've been doing and I've been loving forever, but since the last time we spoke and had our last interview to now. Oh man, I stepped my game up so much, and been doing so much. You know, I finally You know, the first one out of my clique and my group to actually make an NFT and sell an NFT. You know, for y'all to know what
NFT?
That means.
Tell it, yeah. Break the NFT game down for the people.
It's a non-fungible token. That's what it means, right? So basically, it's artwork that is digitized that can be brought and resold again. So when I make my NFT and somebody buy it, I get 80% off of it. But then after they resell it, if they resell it, I get 10% every time it gets resold. So basically, it's digital artwork that you sell in a digital marketplace. Blockchain is like the biggest thing that holds all the money for your NFTs. But it goes straight to your PayPal or, you know, whatever credit card you haven't filed, it'll go straight into your thing. But that's the wave right now. If you're not... Okay, if you're a rap artist right now and you're not jumping into NFTs, and even if somebody hop on and be like, no, that's just the way for right now. Yes, it is just the way for right now. Just like how Bitcoin was up and now Bitcoin's only at 35,000 when it was just at 70,000.
Right.
Yes, that was the way for right now. Now it's not. NFTs is the wave right now. They're everywhere. Everybody's talking about them, right? So is the metaverse. So my new thing, you see what I'm saying, which I'm about to immerse myself in this whole metaverse thing with the NFTs and work inside the metaverse by getting a job in the metaverse by promoting NFTs and music and working for blockchain, selling real estate and properties and things. Like it's crazy. And if you got to hop on it right now before you try to hop on it.
Hey.
What's up?
Tell the people how they can get the information they need before they just try to jump into it and not know what they're doing. Like, what's a good way to get the information about what you want to jump into or learn about if you want to learn more about it?
Google. YouTube. Okay. You know, somebody told me the other day, G. Lou, that they said, well, how's somebody going to know it if they don't know what to look up? Right? And that's a fact. That's a fact. Because... people don't know what to look up. But if you anything that you want to get into, you should always research it first.
Right.
Know what you got to do for it to make the necessary steps happen to be successful at it.
Yeah.
That was deep.
Yeah, because that way you're not following nobody else's lead. You being your own leader, and you're learning it, and not listening to what somebody else said. Because you know somebody can take an I and turn it into a we or me, and you can miss that, and then here you are, you're messed over because they misinformed you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's best to learn it on your own.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Bandana Dave Beast. Speaking of some of this,
that's
music,
a bandana.
Oh, go ahead, Quinn.
That's a bandana.
Oh, I'm just gonna say, I know that Cocaine, or you know, our guest that we had before, which is a real, real cool brother out of Compton artist. He was just speaking of that on his platform on Instagram, how he got his NFTs as well. So
yes,
NFT
it
must be the
shout to Cocaine Pomona.
Yeah, big shot to Cocaine.
Yeah. Hey, Bandana, you said you guys, since the last time we were here, you got some new shit popping and all that. So let's briefly get into maybe a new song or two to play for the people, man. They want to hear some of this music right quick. Then I'm going to go to part
right,
lines,
man.
Too. But let's play a track right, for them, man. What you want to do?
Man, let's start off with that... You know what? You choose. How about that? They all gonna go. How about police?
No, you.
Police niggas.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right.
Right on. You see, this right here, this is for the niggas. This right here, this is for the brown people.
Right on.
This right here,
right on.
This is for the police. This is for the slanted eyes.
The slanted
eyes. This is for the Caucasian.
Right on.
This right here, this is for the vanilla people.
My brother.
This is for my brother.
My sister.
This is for my sister.
Uh-huh.
This right here, this
Thought he was your nigga, thought he was your homie. Ran into a problem and he switched back. Mouth wide open like a big bag. The situation is sticky and it smells fishy. When you pillow talking to these bitches, it's hard to handle business. So you stuck as an eyewitness. Nigga, you better keep your mouth closed. This that shit that you play up in the car before you get him. When you shooting at the nigga now, he become the victim. It's coronavirus time, so you better have your mask on. Innocent niggas just sitting pulling out their cell phones and pressing record. And you getting caught, you can't afford, so keep your head down. So if you get that nigga, don't be on Instagram live talking about I got that nigga. Cause karma is a motherfucker. Why you bragging about that shit? Somebody turned around and shot your brother. Recording on this live feed. Now that little nigga gonna need an IV. Look, now I know you ready to slide. And you made a promise to him that you always gonna rock. So, grab your pistol, what you waiting for? Ain't nobody gonna stop you from walking up out that front door. Nigga, you start to think twice. Then your conscience set in. If you do it, then it might be life. Now I hope you understand that every action has a reaction. But homie, that's a God's plan. So I guess that makes you God people. And if God made you in his image, that means you're God's equal. So be the change that you really wanna be. Signing off, P.S. coming from me.
Nigga,
back at it, Bandana Davies. Police, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, man.
That was hard. That was
That's
hard.
Something that, yeah, right? That's something that niggas need to hear.
That was dope.
That's that shit that people need to hear because it's not the same what they used to listening to.
Right, right, right. I like that, bro. I like that concept and everything in there. That was real dope. And the beat was hard, too. That I like the whole thing, bro. Nice,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
For sure. Let me take a caller right quick. 209, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, bad guys?
What's going on?
Not much. You know it's your Unc, man.
Oh, what's the deal, Unc?
Hey, I just want to say, man, you know, that I love your maceration for where you came from and where you are right now. You know, you're doing great things, my brother, my nephew. You know, when you was talking about that NFT thing, I had seen something on a program I was watching. This 13-year-old girl, she had did beluga whales, right? And she did on the NFT. And this little girl, she's over $1 million richer now.
Yep.
Wow.
That she had made and posted online and everything. And she got a percentage, you know, and she was giving back to the community. She had donated like $60,000, you know, to the Boys and Girls Club and everything. And so I understand what you're saying. At first I didn't, but I had to watch it and find out where it was coming from.
Yeah.
And I just, like I said, I just want to let you know, the police was banging, man. Break out your cell phones. You caught them all the time because they recorded you, too.
Exactly.
Right,
that's
right,
what,
right.
That's what I understand. Like, while you sitting there pressing record, me getting caught, I can't afford, so keep your head down. You know what I mean? But same time, what I said, when you get that nigga, don't be on Instagram live talking about I shot that nigga. Like, you see how
right,
I'm like, that's,
right.
That's
the part
I
like, yeah.
Yeah, and I like that part, too, because all you're doing is putting yourself in front of a judge.
Yeah.
And you know what the judge? You know what the judge gonna do? You know, California is the state that
got. Live and use it.
Yeah, yep. For real. That you know, California got more penitentiaries than schools, and so and
yep.
when you put yourself out
yep.
there like that and everything, and they're gonna use that against you, and you don't want that to happen. Now, education is the key to open the gateway to the world. You know, and that's what your grandfather said, and I follow that. But I just want to let you know, man, that I appreciate you. And you're doing great things. But the question I really have for you, and you know, is when you going to come down here to Merced and see your aunt, man?
man, Airside trying to bust a move, they come out with a different strain.
Yeah, hey, okay, we can keep a proper then. Hey, pack a bag and I'll come and scoop you up.
Shit, you ain't said nothing but a word, Big Bird. I need a vacation anyway.
Yeah, come on, hey, I got a room for you. Hey, your other question, you still got that ring I gave you?
I still got the ring, huh?
Yeah, real talk.
Still got that ring. I ain't lost that ring. It's probably in this place, but it's not lost.
Hey, that's okay. Hey, do like everybody else do. You misplaced stuff, man. Break out the vacuum cleaner. You'll find it.
And find that motherfucker.
That's for your ring.
Right.
That's yeah, right. Fine. When you start hearing that click crack, hey, when you start hearing that click crack Cadillac, you will know you don't found it.
Yeah, man. It's over here to the left somewhere. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't mad at you, man. You know, like I said, I always tell you this, man. You know, and I'm gonna tell you this, and this always comes from my heart. Hey, like I said, man, I'm proud of you, man. You know, from Armageddon, you know, to where you at right now. You know, I've seen your videos. I listen to your music. You know, you are a man of substance. You are a man of purpose. And your message definitely goes out. And people need to open up their ears, you know, clean out your wax so you can start understanding what people are talking about.
Yes.
And once that happens, you'll get the understanding of the fulfillment that you need to hear for what this man is talking about, because he's talking real shit. And that's real talk.
That's why I love you, champ. That's why I love you. Because nigga, you know I love you. You know what? I'm going to talk to you later. I'm going to bang your line. We're going to repetate about this later on.
Oh, no. Hey, okay. I'm going to say one more thing and I'm going to let you go. Remember last time I was at your house one day and you and I were just flowing, we coming from the top of our heads?
Like we always do?
Yeah, I'm talking about you saying, let's throw some old school rap down. You know, we didn't have no beat. We didn't have no sound. We just came up with some lyrics.
That's the acapella. Precious days. I always remember those.
Yeah, those were good times, man. You know, as long as I'm on this planet, man, we'll always be connected, man. You know, nothing's going to take that away.
That part,
always.
You know,
I love
but
you.
Mr. Hey, I love you too. Hey, Mr. Lou, thanks for letting me talk to my nephew, man.
Oh man, it's all good, huh? You got that?
Yeah, real talk though. On everything I love, man. You know, it's real love, real talk. You know, nothing take it away. Hey, my door's always open, sis. You know that. Hey, you can bring Mr. Lou with you too. We can all sit up here and chop it up and have some good meal.
That's right. Much love. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, real talk.
Thank you, Big Bro, for calling in.
Oh, you know, I've listened since 7:15.
All right.
I heard the start.
We love you.
Love you too.
All right.
All right.
All right, man. We'll talk next week. All right. Peace.
Peace. Much love to the fam, man. Always checking in and showing love and support, man. That's a beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. Surprised
Marcy
ain't called in. Oh, yeah, she's
on time already.
Hey, but let's talk about some more of this music, man. Some more of these bangers. Let's hit them across the head with it.
Well, man, I got this one song called Champion, man, with a real well-known artist. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, he did a couple of songs with Nas, did a couple of songs with, you know, Noriega, you know.
Right.
His name is Tragedy Gaddafi, you know, for those who know hip hop or whatever.
The OG.
Tragedy Gaddafi. Yeah. So, you know,
Nas and all them on pretty much.
Yeah. So, therefore, man, you know, I got blessed with a verse from him. You know what I mean? Legion Beats did the beat, so. You know, it's a slappy right there. The name of the song is called Champion.
Let's hit him with it.
Yeah, yo. Dual seats in a Lexus. Thousands and pedestrians. Testosterone, full blown, but not a sexist.
ride until my exodus. Spit with a death wish. Mics, I transform when I'm foul until I'm breathless. Let's get into my history. My story, not a mystery. Crossbreeds produce the illest seeds. Rappers be killing me with their false imagery. Delete them from the YouTube page, hit them with penalties. I got the remedies and cures for the bullshit. Blow louder than four-fifths when they spit. But that's the basics, I regulate this. Escape the law like Frank Matthews with a faceless. Aim guns at the Pope and stick the Vatican. Rock the game to sleep, overdose the ambience.
If I was born to be a god, I was born to be a champion. If a nigga drop the bitch, I'ma scoop up the ball. Who gives a fuck if you up, they wanna see how you fall. Give a fuck if you win, they wanna see a nigga lose.
I have a joke on you,
cause I'm a champion.
C-H-A-M-P,
cause I'm a champion. It's hustle, focus, and dedication. Motivation equals patience, cause I'm a champion. You know who he is. At 16, I learned the blueprint to architect my life. The first lesson is to know you wrong, even though you right. It takes a lot to be a champion, you have to have fight. It's not the size of the dog, it's how hard that you fight, nigga. Look, this is way too detrimental. You wanna keep a gangster, or you a cripple? Graduated from the corners in the hallway. 83 cutlers listening to OJ. Come on, it takes a lot to be a champion. Drunk your monkey style, got me fucked up on the ambient. At the crap table, nigga, what the fuck they hitting for? Close my eye, nigga, bet I hit a 10 or 4. Come on, you see right there, that's a champion. I would sacrifice my life, give up my last. Fourth quarter down, 10 points, struggling to make it back. Mary on the play, I feel like pop when I took the ball. Nigga, drop the pitch, I'ma scoop up the ball. Who gives a fuck if you up, they wanna see how you fall. Give a fuck if you win, they wanna see a nigga lose.
I mean, jokes on you,
cause I'm a champion.
C-H-A-M-P,
cause I'm a champion. It takes hustle, focus, and dedication. Motivation equals patience, cause I'm a champion. Now it's time to break down exactly what a nigga mean. If you loyal to yourself, then you loyal to your team. If you lying to yourself, then you know it's gonna show up. You a bitch to be a bitch, if you a hoe to be a hoe, nigga. Check this out, it takes a lot not to slap you, nigga. This a whole new era, I don't cap with nigga. Calling Kaepernick with the Braves, nigga. Allen Iverson with the fade, nigga. Step back, pump fake, split tap. Stay focused on the game, you need some get back. Down by 10, now you know it's crunch time. Don't start playing hard right now and focus on your grind. Ambition, I was made for this moment. Born to be a champion, born to be a king. If you don't take nothing from this song, then think about this. It's hard to spot a real champion when they don't exist. If a nigga drop the pitch, I'ma scoop up the ball. Who gives a fuck if you up, they wanna see how you fall. Give a fuck if you win, they wanna see a nigga lose. The joke's on you, cause I'm a champion. C-H-A-M-P, cause I'm a champion. It takes hustle, focus, and dedication. Motivation equals patience, cause I'm a champion.
It's the Bandana Davies.
Yeah.
C-H-A-M-P. Champion. That's all right there. Another banger. Another slapper.
Mm-hmm.
With the
yeah,
boom bap. I'm loving how you're keeping the hip-hop. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah.
What inspired that? Because I know you had, when you told me about it, and they asked you to do it, but it was for, what was the reason?
A movie, a soundtrack for a football movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Was, one of those, I mean, it's still in the air. It's still going on. It's still up in the air for it. The movie ain't came out. They still picking songs for the soundtrack. But a couple of these songs I'm letting y'all hear right now, like this one, the Police Niggas, you know, those are songs that's not even out yet. That's on, that's coming up on my new album called Don't Look Back. So it's
okay.
These like little
okay.
Exclusives.
Okay. And these being exclusive, tell the people what you have out there now already that they could go probably download right now when we get done, you know what I mean, to get caught up with the catalog.
You can go ahead. You know, I already dropped the Teller 2 Bandana. You know, that's a slappy. That's a classic album right there. You can check that out on any platform, YouTube, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. You know, the list goes on. Amazon, you know, Tidal. I just dropped Man Eater, which is a banger, a really big track.
That's out, GOA, another big track. Firestarter, another big track. And I just dropped a little video called Run It Up. You know, I'm pretty proud of that song right there. You see what I'm saying? And, another video I just dropped, you see what I'm saying? It's Going Down. Finally dropped a video for that one. And dropped a video for This Is That Type of Shit. You know, I just been busy ever since last time we did it, G-Lo. I've been, you know, you kind of threw that bug on me, like, hey, homie, you know, you got to add a little more pressure to it. So that's what I did, man.
I'm happy you did, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I take heed to what smart people say. So if you just want to look me up, just whatever your platform is, just type in Bandana Davis, B-A-N-D-A-N-N-A. D-A-V-I-Z.
There it is. Hey, check it out, Bandana. We got a special caller, Queen Jean. What we got?
Oh, we got, I don't really want to tell him. I just want him to be really shocked when he hears
the Okay, well, let me go to the phone line. Let me see. Let me go to the phone line. Caller, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm blessed. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Blessed.
Your voice?
Do I?
Bandana. Yeah, do you?
Bandana.
Nuh-uh. Who is this?
Oh, you don't know? This your bully right here.
Oh, I know now. That's all you had to say. You know, hey,
yeah.
you came in a little more proper than what you were supposed to, nigga.
Right, I know. As I was supposed to.
You know, hey, all you had to do was say what you just said right now. I already knew who it was. What's up, cut up?
What's going on with you?
You say this, you call yourself his bully?
Yeah, I'm his bully, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. He definitely...
Eat them potato bugs, boy. Eat them bugs.
I mean, nigga, when you 6'5 and 200 and something pounds all muscle, nigga, why the fuck would I not? Okay. All right, cousin.
It's a blessing to be here on the show listening, you know, most definitely. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, I appreciate you tapping in, man.
Yeah, we do appreciate it. I mean, you know, this is my nephew's son, and he's calling from behind. Do you mind if I tell him where you're calling from?
Not at all.
He's calling from behind the wall. So, yeah, it's really it's a blessing to have you call in, you know.
This is a behind-the-wall call.
Yeah, blessing, bro.
It's like, you know, we call it the regular. It's the regular right here. You know.
It's the regular.
Hey,
mama. Hey,
yeah.
Queen, I sat there and had an hour and a half long versus with him on Odies about, I want to say, like almost like about 3 weeks ago. Like almost a month. We sat there for like an hour going back and forth on Odies. He almost had me. He almost had me, too. He almost had me. He didn't get me, though. He thought he got me. He didn't win that versus back. He knew he didn't. I was pulling out slappies.
Right.
Yeah, you got to let him hear that song that you put together for him and Michael. You got to let him hear that song because when I heard it, when you sent it to me, it totally brought me into tears because you're really talking about how he inspired you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're talking about that song.
Yeah. So you have to let him hear it, you know, send it to him and let him check it out because he told me he didn't hear it yet.
Oh,
but,
okay.
No, yeah.
I got you.
We thank you for calling.
Yeah,
I know
definitely.
You can't stay on this line too long, but...
No, not too long, but, you know, I wanted to tap in, you know, express my gratitude and love to everybody, to the hosts of the show, you.
Much love,
cousin,
bro.
You know, I appreciate it, you know, for giving me the opportunity to step on here and show my love to my
people.
Love.
Love
you, cousin.
I love you too.
Hey, make that TDD thing happen for me, man.
Oh yeah. Hey, matter of fact, I had talked to the homie about that. I had talked to Anthony, and I'm gonna holler at you. Most definitely.
All right.
For sure.
Thank y'all. I got some new things too, so let me know.
Love you, champ. Briz,
I love you,
solid
too.
Solid go.
Y'all have a all blessing
right.
over here.
All right, love one. Peace and love.
All right, champ. I love
Peace
you,
Peace and love, champ. All righty.
Thank
Peace.
You.
I love
That's
him,
all
man.
Love right there. That's love right there.
Yeah.
Much love to the homie. Whew, okay. Go ahead, Queen.
G-Lou said, woo. That's what I'm over here saying, like, woo. That was a good call. You know,
yeah.
You take a chance when you make them calls from behind the wall. You're really taking a chance. So thank you, Briz, for that chance. But, yeah, Arthur,
we got another caller.
Okay, and I just called him Arthur.
562, you're live on the line. Hello.
Thank you, Briz.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm just tapping in to show support to my boy, man.
What's up with you, Tess? Nanny
hey,
and
man, what's going on with you?
Hey, what's
going on?
Man. Oh, man, some more of it, man. Good looking out, man. Good looking out for tapping in.
Oh, man, you know, man, you already know, man. I'm always going to support, man, day ones, all day, every day, man.
Day ones, man, day ones.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, you know, man. Hey, man. Hey, man, check it out,
in,
man.
Bro.
I appreciate you letting me get through, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, I'm going to pay your line, Taz.
You already know, bro. I'm always going to support, man. You know I'm always going to link up.
Much love, nigga. I love you, nigga. Be cool.
I love you too, Phil. All
right, man. All
right.
All right, peace, homie. Much love. Okay.
All right, Bandana Davis.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that police song, I was really listening to the lyrics because, you know, what he does is he sends me his music before he even put it out to get my opinion, and I be honest with him about, but I don't recall hearing that one.
And that was a Tucker.
Oh, that was a Tucker.
He said a Tucker.
Okay. That was a Chris Tucker right there.
Okay, that's like some Tux pads, huh? You
got
tuck that
tuck.
And keep it just yeah, you keep it on. You just keep it mm-hmm. tucked away. All right. I feel
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I'm dropping a lot of this tonight. Things that I'm you know, I want people to look forward to. So that's what's a lot of things that's gonna be playing tonight, so
what we got up next then? Let's hit them with another one.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
You got that, Really That. Play that Really That.
All right. Let's go.
You see, it's that kind of shit. Where you feel it in your bones, nigga. You get the chills from it. Where your adrenaline is going.
100 miles.
You know that you was made for this moment.
Right now.
When you got your back up against the wall.
Right now.
And everybody in this bitch didn't think that you was gonna be the one and you wasn't gonna shine to make it to where you at.
Sucker bitch.
Tell these niggas, Bandana. See, it took somebody special like you.
Who, me?
Somebody special like you, nigga.
Me?
Yo, fuck all these fuck niggas, man. I'm about to let these niggas know what it really is.
Let's go.
Really that. All of my niggas is goons. All of my niggas are fools. And some of you niggas don't get it. That's why you can't hang with the crew. You niggas is talking too much. Got my name all in the news. You niggas is talking too much. But I ain't got nothing to lose. You niggas is doing too much. I think you just need to give up. You niggas is talking too loud. I can't even hear what you say.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
I make her just do what I do. And make her just do what I say. I ain't playing with you little niggas, that's why I just stick to myself. You niggas is beefing with me. You niggas is beefing with G. You niggas is beefing with Bandana. Jewels on Santana. I'm always just looking for oppies. I'm making it harder to stop me. I'm running my block like pay the fool. You running your mouth, you pay the fool. Now all of a sudden it's going down. Recover the bricks off the Greyhound. Collecting my money from PayPal. My nigga, so why is you giving up? Just face it, my nigga, you not that tough. Just face it, my nigga, I'm catching up. These niggas are snitching, they told the fed. And pinching me rolling down slosses. I figured you niggas was hating. So nigga, I made you a coffin. I think you should watch what you do. You better just keep you a tool. You better have it on safety. It ain't no ifs and no maybes. Back in this bitch like I never left. Make the first right and then make a left. The way that you talking is killing me. A couple more shots of this Hennessy. I'm faded and gripping the Thule. The way that I live is a movie. I'm feeling like Robert De Niro. Rocking my gangster apparel. All of my niggas is goons. All of my niggas are fools. And some of you niggas don't get it. That's why you can't hang with the crew. You niggas is talking too much. Got my name all in the news. You niggas is talking too much. But I ain't got nothing to lose. You niggas is doing too much. I think you just need to give up. You niggas is talking too loud. I can't even hear what you say. Be quiet. Be quiet. I make her just do what I do. And make her just do what I say. I ain't playing with you little niggas. That's why I just stick to myself. You niggas is beefing with me. You niggas is beefing with Chief. You niggas is beefing with Bandana. Jewels on Santana. I'm always just looking for oppies. I'm making it harder to stop me.
Bandana.
Hit it with something like that.
Jewels on. Santana.
Santa.
Okay. Okay. That's all
right. Right.
Shout out to Bandana. Shout out to Bandana. Really that. Really that. Man, so that's unreleased as well, right? That's not out yet?
Yeah. That's coming on the Don't Look Back album.
Okay. Don't Look Back album. When can we expect that?
Oh, man, as soon as my baby mama stop tripping, man. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I'm playing. I'm messing with y'all. I'm messing with y'all out there. No.
She probably giving you that side eye as you see.
Nah, she in the other room. She let me conduct my interviews by myself.
Okay, that's what's up.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Man, I like that. Don't Look Back
to
Alex. What
inspired that song?
To keep it 50 straight with you. You bite me? You know what I'm saying? To keep it all the way with you. I was listening to YouTube and on my feed, I always got dope shit popping up on my feed, right? So this rapper named Dusty Locan, you know, he's from New York, but he just made this song called, you know, rolling and controlling, but the second one, right? So I'm listening to it, and he all in the hood with the 6-0. You know, he from 6-0, but over there, you know, he all in the hood with the 6-0. He got the same voice I got, and it's like the same kind of style. I'm like, nigga, if you can come out here from the East Coast and do it over here like this, nigga, I might as well do it over here for the West Coast, because I'm from the West Coast, nigga. So
that's what I did.
But I only make one song like that. I ain't making no album like that. That's just one song.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you ever collaborate with that dude you talking about?
To keep it a buck with you, I mean, nigga, it's griming. I call it griming because griming is all about the right grind in the right time. You see what I'm saying? So the right time, the right grind, yeah. You know, I collaborate with anybody if they dope. I don't want to collaborate with nobody if they whack. Like, right. if you can't bar with me, I don't want to overshine you on my track. I want you to try to overshine me.
Right. How about nowadays they got where the artists or whoever, if you start popping or do whatever, you selling verses or whatever, where people buy verses and shit from you. So, you know, if they giving you the bag, what you going to do then?
If they whack?
Yeah, you don't know what it's gonna. Yeah, they could be whacking. You know how they buy the verses? Like, I want to buy a verse, and they sending you the bag.
They cashing
you the bag.
They're buying verses now.
They'll put your verse on their song or something.
Yeah. I mean, you know, somebody could buy a verse and I don't know them.
Right.
But I can't be sitting in the studio with somebody and do a song. I'm keeping a buck with you, G. Lou.
Right,
I do all music by myself.
Right.
By myself.
Right.
And everything you heard is all freestyle. I don't write anything down. So I have a process on how I do music. Yeah. Oh, how about this? You get it because you do music. I punch everything in. As you can tell,
punch
how it's layered.
Yeah, punch in. Right,
yeah.
Right. Get you
see
a bar
how it's layered,
in, punch
right?
another one in. Yeah.
Yeah. See, but I do it the E-40 way, right? Like, I'll sit here and I'll spit a line, and if it's taking me too long to come with another line, I'll get up, walk around, smoke a blunt, have a drink, boom, think of another line, come back and lay a line down. You know what I mean? If I got to walk around, you know, I don't care if I got to write this shit on a napkin, a piece of paper, a toilet, whatever. I'm going to write it or whatever I'm feeling at that moment, boom, and come back and lay it down.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Did you say on the toilet?
I said, if I'm on the toilet with some toilet paper,
okay.
I got to write that verse down.
I feel you, yeah. You got to write it down when it comes to you.
Yeah, that's how you punch in. That's why it's layered like that. It's like I'm always asking myself, you see what I'm saying? Because it's layered like that. Because it's like a back and forth. Boom, 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 boom.
So, look, is Chico Tacos ever going to open back up?
I don't know. You know, I did that last event, and you know, I just wasn't feeling it. I got a little older, you know. I feel like I got a little arthritis in my hands a little bit from chopping cheese so long, you know, doing all that chopping and cooking and chopping and flipping up work, you know, moving them packs across state and shit. You know, my hands don't count on money and shit, but you know, feel the same. Oh man, this is a great interview right here.
Hey, yeah, it is, man.
Great, yeah.
Great insight. Did we ever talk about you possibly doing like a book or anything like that? Is that in the works in the future?
More of a sitcom.
Okay.
You know, more of a series, more of a show. My life is crazy from the time I was conceived on the 4th of July all the way to now. You know, my life is a movie, and it's a great, you know, Gila, you know, everybody thinks that their life is a movie, right? Or everybody thinks their life is like, in all actuality, niggas' lives are boring. You see what I'm saying? Unless you out there really doing something. And sometimes people only pop for like a certain amount of time in their life, and then they go to a different path and do some different shit.
Right.
And it seems like I can't get a break.
So your life is really a movie. It's full. It's 24, action packed.
Man, I just got off probation.
It's always something going on.
I just got off probation a year ago. That just answers your question. It ain't been a whole year I've been on probation.
Right.
That answers your question. How active my life been? And I'm 39.
Right.
I'm a 39 year old MC that. This right here, this is my time. You see what I'm saying? And guess what? I'm not sour if I'm not a hit sensation, because I'm going to be a hit sensation regardless. But I'm not sour because I got three kids that know what they're doing.
Right.
Believe that. This, I ain't just make a studio just for me. I make it for them. When they in high school, they in junior high school, and they decide that they want to hold this down, here you go. You got that.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. That's beautiful, man. We got some more music on deck. Let's get into some more of this music we got over here.
I got this song with a really good talented singer. I think it's one of the best pieces of body of work I did. It's called The Worst Way. You got it, G Lou, right? I think I sent it to you. It's called Worst Now.
Yes, sir. There it is.
There we go.
something about it. I just can't explain it. Girl, you make me want it in the worst way.
You make me want you. And you make me want you. And you make me want you
in the worst way. Want you in the worst way.
Poppin' picky with your chicks, spittin' propaganda. If you ain't making money, don't you put your hands up. AI on the court, you know I got the answer. She a Capricorn, but guess what? I'm a Cancer. She the only one that's sitting in line, patiently waiting, nigga, just taking her time. I got her thinking she better. She fixing her sweater. She don't fuck with square niggas. She could do better. I fuck with IG models and them Facebook hoes. Any bitch that move and any hoe that goes, she stuck on stupid. You should see her face. And her shaking her ass and moving her waist.
Something about it. Just can't explain it. Girl, you make me want it in the worst way.
You make me want you. And you make me want you. And you make me want you
in the worst way. Want you in the worst way.
This the reason why you should've kept me in a loop. I mean, I get that you gorgeous and your ass is cute. I know you understand tricks is made for kids, but little mama, you can't do it like this. So, show a nigga how you program. I know you want me in the worst way, calm down. Think twice before your brain go to overload. It's about to happen, I know you see my passion. I know you rock with me, so why stop now? I'm downtown with a fine little Judy Brown. Searching for a woman I can call my own. To hold a Ponderosa down, even when I'm not at home.
Something about it, I just can't explain it. Girl, you make me want it in the worst way.
You make me want you. And you make me want you. And you make me want you
in the worst way. Want you in the worst way.
Okay, you got the radio hit going right there. Yeah, that's going straight to radio
there.
Yeah. Sound like the Chris Brown or somebody on there, man. That's going straight to radio.
That's my homeboy Juan Garcia, man.
Juan Garcia, what up, Juan?
Yeah. Dope. Shout out to Juan, man. He be doing his thing, too, man. That's another song, produced by Legion Beats. And, Juan Garcia on there. I got a couple... I've been fucking with, as you can tell, G Lou, I've been fucking with a different style of producers this time around on this album.
Right. I see that. I see everything sounds different. Like, you got different sound. Like, everything kind of sounds different. Nothing's really the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Haven't you been waiting for an album like that?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know I've been waiting for an album where every song don't sound the same.
Yeah.
You know.
That's definitely needed, bro.
Yeah. I'm just trying to revive some life back into this industry that's been, you know, DJ Academic said some shit today. I was watching an interview. He said rappers that came out in 2018, they're not doing shit now. What happened to them? Drugs. They thought they the shit. They think they the man. They got money now. This game is a gladiator sport. If you're not here to make music 24/7 and put out content and do this shit, regardless if it's a hit or it's not, then what the fuck are you invading my space for? I take this shit serious. I don't play around with the kind of music. Oh, you can rap? Yeah, okay, nigga.
That's what's up.
So
that ambition.
You've been taking this serious for a while. for a long time. I mean, ever since you got into it, you've taken it serious.
Right. Okay, G Lou, I got the song called Run It Up, right?
Right.
I think you got to look it up on YouTube because I think I sent you the wrong file and the file didn't go through.
Oh, okay.
It was pull
did
up and slide
yourself?
On
yourself. You didn't
it was
yourself.
A pull up slide. That's not it.
Yeah, pull up slide. Pull up slide on them. You got that?
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Bandana.
I bet.
Okay, I bet. Let's see this. Put your money up, nigga. Stop talking. Let's go. Bandana. That's a rollie on my wrist so you can stop looking. Black folio on my waist, nigga, what's cooking? If I pull out this black hammer, I bet you 10 racks, I can have you moving like a backup dancer. Oh, you playing with your life, I guess you wanna die. I don't talk with my fingers, I do that shit outside. I don't come from the era of the drill. All night gunshots, all you heard was pop, pop. I ain't playing with you pussy niggas. I double back up on the block and show you how to
that's
get it. Don't make me pull a Ricky out the window. My 40 Glock with the extender. And you know that it's war time. If you try to go through that, you better keep an eye. Would you rather be dead or serving time? Check this out, nigga. Dig, you need to calm down. Cause them niggas that was with you, they not around. Oh, you quiet now. I can tell you scared. Look you in your eye. I can smell the fear. Nigga. And you don't wanna get on my nerves. If you do, I'ma put an extra point on the bird. If I rock with you, I rock with you. I'm not with the gangs, my nigga, who is you?
Who is you?
I think you better run for it. Cause they gaining on you fast. That's the fastest that you run, nigga. That's gonna be your ass. I'm scared now, so you know how to play. Oh, you a man now. Say that shit that you was saying, nigga. Talk behind your back still. And that's another way that you can get your wig pushed back. Boom, 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 nigga. The shit I'm on, I'm beyond my nigga. I'm not doing this just for me, this for all my niggas. So when I make it in the industry, I swear to God that my niggas gon' remember me. And when I go, I'ma leave as a fucking legend. And when you listen to my music, you gon' hear the message. You better get it how you live, nigga. When you playing up in the field, why you tryna play with my emotions? That's your skill. And real, recognize real. Everything that you do, it better be trill. When you don't focus on these niggas, then you do you. Just remember, they gon' hate on everything you do. But I'll bat the piss out of nigga if you speak up on my name. That's the shit out of nigga if you speak up on the gang. Ooh, no gang over everything, those is my nigga. If you got a problem with one, you know we right and win them.
Bandana Davies, y'all.
Bandana. Happy.
Bandana.
Slappy, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you want to hit it with another one, man, you go hit it with that man eater.
That man eater. Man, tell me what that's about, because that name is just fucking me up. That man, I'm thinking about that old song back in the day. So what?
She's a man eater, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking about. Tell me about this song, man.
Look, that name was meant to make people think, like, hold on, I know that name from somewhere.
Right.
Oh, I mean,
it's the way I start
the song off, you know. It's just the way I start, you know, word around town, you's a man eater. It's the whole song is about, you know, the whole song is about women, you know, and especially what's going on nowadays, how 3.6 billion have OnlyFans. 3.6 billion
wow.
Women have OnlyFans.
You serious?
Man, am I lying?
3.6 billion? Wow, I don't.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, that's something I never checked, but I see a lot of them doing that shit. But you know, it's something I never, you know, like I'm not about to pay no. But they doing it, they getting paid.
Yeah. Oh, nigga. But look, you got celebrities like Tyga making $10 million a month on his OnlyFans.
Wow.
Exactly.
Damn.
Made me want to get a OnlyFans, nigga. You see what I'm saying?
Don't do it.
But
I'm not chasing a bag. I'm chasing my goals. The bag will come.
Right.
No, but I was gonna say it's a trip though. How we were talking about earlier, how this technology and stuff flips to where it really works in your favor if you do have a name for yourself or a celebrity. You can do so many different things than the media now, you know what I mean, with just the technology. Like you said, make your OnlyFans or whatever the case may be. It's so many things, you know, you could just do with the technology, you know, because it's so much easier to support it or people to buy shit or whatever the case. And if you got a name, that's just only better. So that's why you said people can make a killing even doing crazy shit. But, hey, you know, it works, you know.
Man, it's working so bad that they decide to stop doing. Look, women decide to quit their jobs, and niggas decide to stop rapping just to do OnlyFans.
Wow.
Yeah, that lucrative. I mean, see, you might as well just go on Pornhub, nigga. Go on X-Hamster.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, go on one of these other sites, nigga, that you can go on to and do that. Like, why? Crazy though, bro. Like, it's like every woman that's showing her ass on Instagram or on Twitter or on TikTok, if you go to a woman page and they say tap the link in my bio, they got an OnlyFans. Tell me right now. If it say tap the link in my bio, they got an OnlyFans.
Oh my God. Wow.
Right.
Okay. We get the game tonight,
y'all. I done tapped every link.
Yes, you got an OnlyFans. If a motherfucker say hit that link in bio, OnlyFans. All right, let's get to this track right here, man. Man, let's get to Man Eater. We're going to come back and talk about it and take a couple callers. Let's go. Man Eater, Bandana. Hello.
909. Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
What's going on, Cousin Marcy?
Hey, Diva, Queen Dean, and Bandana.
What's the deal, cuzzo?
What's the deal, cuzzo?
I ain't seen my cousin since my mom moved out of Carson.
Man, I know, right? That's super sus. I'm like so glad to hear your voice again. You sounded like up north, man. You made me laugh. You know you always make me laugh. You make me laugh. Let me talk to the speaker. I'm so sorry. I don't want to mess nothing up, but yeah, I'm a little late, but y'all sounded good. You know, as usual, as per usual.
Thank you.
I'm happy to be able to be here on the airwaves again with my loved ones. Like, y'all know what it is. I'm just feeling like for all y'all, this our year. This our year. So, go on. What you say? She got a, what you say?
She got a big ass. Big ass breath. Couple tattoos.
Big ass.
Her chest.
You said little mama with
bandana.
The attitude.
Bandana.
With an attitude, okay? I can get into it, yeah. But keep doing what you're doing, cousin. You know I'm proud of you. You know I'm proud
Man,
of you for real.
You know what it is, cousin? I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Our family
mm-hmm.
is just winning right now. You know this is our time, right?
Yeah.
Like you know, from your daughters to my other cousins
yeah.
doing their thing, you know what I mean, to Bandana yeah, trying to
thank
get it where
you
everybody
for that.
Can make it. Come on, man. We doing our
yeah.
thing right now.
And you're branching out. I love that. You know, you got your NFTs. I'll be seeing you. You know, I'll be watching your stuff. Y'all know I'll be watching all y'all. And then that's like I said, I'm just so happy because, like, the show, the platform, you guys are, like, bringing us more together. So shout out to y'all. Hand clap yourself.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for including like my daughters in that too. Yes, our year to win.
Year. What you mean? I love what man? Your daughters is my girls. Those is my little niggas.
I know.
You know, hey, you know that those is my little niggas. They don't even understand. Like once I get to where I'm at, they all know they got Benzes and Bentleys coming. They all know they're gonna be stunting them niggas. They ain't got nothing to worry about. As soon as I get in my position. Please.
Oh, my God.
Please.
I
love it.
So awesome. Cousin,
my little cousins.
I
love them to death.
Thank
love you, too,
you.
Cousin.
We love y'all, too. And we love our family. We love you, your kids. You know, all y'all family. Wes, Natalie, like, just, you know, just keep doing it. Keep pushing it positive. And keep telling the truth. I just caught wind with you. I was speaking on about, you know, them Instagrams and all that stuff like that. We all have daughters, like everybody on here right now, people in the audience, I know they might have kids and everything like that, but I know you letting yours know that's not the real. That's not what we're going for.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No, we're not going for that.
No, you already know the business because for as long as you was a single mom, which is hats off to you, right, to three girls, please. And how you didn't tolerate
Thank
nothing
you.
And how you stayed on it and the amount of love that they have for you now, it shows that it all pays off.
Aw, you're going to make me tear up.
Cry.
My Kinsarian
cousin.
I Thank
That's
you
beautiful.
So much. I just
got so much to say to you because I haven't talked to you, like I said, since Carson. And, you know, I could have been I could have been like, hey, mama, give me Marcy's number so I can call her up. You know what I'm saying? But to keep it 100 with you, you know, like I'm telling G. Lou, everything's about timing.
Yeah.
Everything's about timing. So, you know, like I even seen, you know, I be tapping into you, too. And I stay tapped into everything that your kids did. I mean, I'm buying candles from them. You see what I'm saying? So
Thank you. Yes, yes, that's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, we're going to support each other.
Shout out to
Shout
out to the candle business, right quick. Give them a shout out, Marcy.
Shout out. Thank you. Mr. Gilo, too, at Noor Armani Candles, the handle you can find on IG. It's a candle business. They do organic, non-toxic, homemade, made with love. Check out the website, just Google search www.norarmanicandles.com. User-friendly, sign up for details, newsletters, updates, and, of course, the most important, sales. Valentine's Day is coming up. Get that girl a candle.
Yeah, don't get her no perfume. Get her a candle.
That's right, that's right.
Get her the candle. Get her the candle.
Yeah, tap in. Y'all tap in.
Light that candle and play Man Eater.
Look. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Right, cuzzo? Those, I still, look. I got like two flavors, right? Bro, them things burn forever. They burn forever.
What's your favorite?
I'm about to tell you right now. Let me grab my bag.
Look, I got that green apple one. Cousin Marcy, that green apple one.
Hold on. I'm lying. Hold on, look. Mine's is that cinnamon Dose Praline, right?
Oh, that one.
And that peach margarita.
Oh yes. Wait till you get your hands on that the bourbon one. Yeah, the peachy bourbon. That's a new one, and we also have sage lovers. You can lift this sage, and it smells so good. So, yeah, everybody, check it out. But it's not about us tonight. I'm not going to stay on here for much longer. I had to get on here and talk to you again. I got a move to make. The little workers is out there working, so I got to go, you know, handle my business and get them home. But I love y'all.
Love you too, cousin.
Love you too, cousin.
Love you, cousin. I'll talk cousin to you. Dean, Queen Dean. And I'm going to talk to you. I'll be back for the after hours. So I'll be back by then. So I'm going to tap in again, y'all.
I
know you will,
in.
Too. So, look, we're going to skip the middle queen, and we're going to tap in with each other on our own. Okay?
Okay,
so I'm going to shoot you something, but I know you're still on here, okay?
Okay.
All right,
Marcy.
Peace and
love.
Thank you, Queen Jean.
All right.
Peace.
You're welcome, beauty. Peace.
All right, peace.
Hey, Bandana. You know, a lot of people are into wearing Crocs now. You know, Crocs is a trendy thing.
Oh, man,
so tell
you know.
Tell us about your Croc charms that you have. You do have charms for.
You know, we got the Bandana merch. You know, we got the Bandana Davis Croc charms. We got the BD hats coming. We got the, this year is going down. But if you want the Croc charms, you could just DM me. I got the Bandana Croc charms right now. To all my Bandanians. For all my Bandanians, if you're a Bandanian and you got Crocs, you need a Croc charm.
And you got them in different colors as well?
I got them right now in blue, red, and yellow.
Okay.
And you said a Croc charm. A Croc what? What is it?
Charm.
You know,
Croc charm.
You know the Crocs have those holes
charm.
In them, right?
Uh-huh.
You know the Crocs have. You know what a Croc is? You ever seen a Croc shoe?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the little slip
okay,
slider.
Well, they got. Yeah, well, they have holes in them, and you could take the charms, and it's like you plugging the holes up. So a lot of people bedazzle them. Like I've seen them with Chanel charms on them or Louis Vuittons. You know, they be bedazzled with all these pearls and rhinestones and stuff, and they sell them for over $300 already made. Like
certain Croc charms, like the wave right now. Like I'm gonna keep it buck with you. The wave right now is Croc charms. Like especially on the West Coast,
uh-huh.
like a lot of people,
yeah.
right.
they rock the Crocs, and then the Crocs they making them look fancy. So they got the Croc charm. Like it's basically G Lou, like how you put the pins on hats, or you got like a jacket, a Letterman jacket, and you put the pins on it. So it's basically on your shoe. So I got I got my own custom Bandana Davis Croc charm.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know you can go ahead
and
DM
can
Bandana.
That
oh man, you gotta DM me for that, man. And I ain't got no this and that. www.myass. DM a nigga so I get that money fast.
DM me.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, me. Right. DM me, nigga. All that extra shit. Just DM me, partner.
Hey, just DM me,
dog.
Nigga. Hey,
right.
And once again, for y'all that's just now listening or for y'all that's already on, it's BANDANNADAVIZ. Bandana Davis.
Bandana. Hey, we got any more music?
Oh, man. Do we ever play that crazy? Crazy, crazy.
Crazy. Okay, there we go. Exclusive right here, Bandana.
Watch where you walking, nigga.
Hey, what you say, nigga?
Watch closely. You're about to experience a nigga moment. Webster defines the nigga moment as a moment when ignorance overwhelms the mind of an otherwise logical Negro male.
What did you say, bitch, nigga? Hey, squeeze it, nigga.
Causing him to act in an illogical, self-destructive manner, i.e., like a nigga.
Nigga, this shit crazy. 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 26 is going on. Stunning like G, baby mama. Whoa, they, I'm tattooed and strapped up. I'm a big dog, nigga, you a little pup. Hey, we get it poppin' at the dark. That's why you hear Mustang Beauty Skyline. Yeah, doing donuts in the muscle car. Quarterback to play, ain't I'm going for. Go crazy like your baby mama. Hit him with that Mary J. Blige, bitch, I don't want no drama. So you better call Tyrone. Go crazy in that motherfucker, bitch, with your cell phone. Microdosing off a shroom. I'm on my fourth cap, nigga, and we barely hit noon. Nigga, yeah, this shit crazy. Nigga, this shit crazy. Look, nigga, this shit crazy. Look, nigga, this shit crazy. C-R-A-Z-Y, this shit crazy. C-R-A-Z-Y, this shit crazy.
Friday special guest Bandana Davis. another banger right there. Another one. You a fool, man. You saying crazy shit.
I know, oh right? I mean, like, do you really listen to his lyrics? You'd be like, dang, like, wow.
You be saying some shit, dog. Shout out to Bandana.
And some of it is making sense too, though. As crazy as it sounds, it makes
sense.
Yeah,
dude, it all makes sense. It all makes sense. It's just a trip that he could say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, he said that.
Right.
But it all makes sense. Yeah, it all makes sense.
Right, G. Lou. Like, exactly. Like, damn, he said that.
Right.
Yeah, that. Remember, that's because we were talking about earlier, G. Lou, how niggas are scared to go out the box.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to reinvent that. See, I had this thing called the gold standard. So, nigga, if you don't rap about what you're doing, this is why I say my life is a sitcom and a movie, because everything I rap about, I did.
And do you go out? Do you try to, like make sure you put a little extra, that extra, you know what I mean? That extra shit on there too, to make people say, damn, you know what I mean? Did he say that? You know what I mean? Do you make sure, like,
yeah,
I'm gonna say some crazy, some outrageous shit?
That's that red man. That's that red man.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. And Eminem was inspired by Red Man too, and he said a lot of crazy
shit. Yeah. That's Red Man for me. See, I was taught to make a song memorable. So when you done listen to the song, it's something in that song that you're going to remember.
Right.
I don't care if you remember the Shazar, 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 Shazar. That shit's crazy. That's good for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if people, all right, how about this, G-Lou? I'm a reference rapper. If you haven't noticed by now, I make so many references in everything I say.
Right.
I go between references and my life. It's a true story. This is what I did, and I'm gonna make a reference towards on how I am. That's why it should sound like that. You see what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be cool. I'm trying to make music. I'm trying to be iconic.
Right.
I'm
Right. Hey, I heard you mention too earlier about possibly, you know, I talked about a book. You said you want to do some more, like, digitize some more sitcoms or documentaries or comedies and stuff. Because I see you have the comedic side. Where are we at with that? Are you trying to make that happen, shopping it, or where are you at with trying to get those sitcoms and things off the ground?
Man, I'm waiting for you to call me back. You know, G. Lou never called a nigga back, y'all.
Well,
you know, G. Lou never called a nigga back. He don't bang a nigga line. He don't hit me back on the DM.
I ain't in the film game yet. Even though I was doing some directing,
I'm fucking with you, B.
I know. But I said that to say this. You know, your mom's is you know writers for life. You know that may be a lame. You know what I mean, Queen. He could get in or at least explore, but they do stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's people in our own family that do stuff like that. So
I don't have no excuse.
Okay, well, I just asked.
Look, Bandana answered Chico because you know Chico was a nigga that don't stand up for himself the way he's supposed to. But Bandana's a different nigga.
You got stuck for a minute. Like, what?
That was Chico that got stuck because Chico didn't know. But Bandana was like, let's go.
Okay. Well, you got to make that happen right there, bro. The outlets are there for you.
Yeah.
If you haven't noticed, G. Lou, this album is a soundtrack to my life, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've only hit y'all with how many songs? It ain't even been 10 songs yet. The interview's almost over, but I'm going to tell you right now, since the last time that we sat here and we did our interview, I dropped 24 songs after that.
Yeah, because it wasn't that many before. We had the one that G. Lou really did put out there, put it on the map.
Gas Break Dick.
Yeah. Because I remember when he
said love that one.
After Hours, yeah.
Yeah, that was the
Yeah, they were loving
the one
that.
You know, G. Lou still get that, you know, G. Lou still get that Benz. You know what I mean? G. Lou still get that Benz and that invite to my house in Bel Air. Not too many people still get that. So, you know, like when he come down.
For sure.
You know, like when he come down for to L.A. to do this, instead of Aaron B or going over there with his homies, I'm like, bro, you got a room in Bel Air, bro, at the mansion, bro. Like, if that's your choice.
That's right.
And you got that's a car right. out there to drive, nigga, that's what you want to do. Because without him, my exposure wouldn't have begun as fast as it did. So, therefore, shit, nigga, please. You think you
man,
don't
it's
got
all
that?
Love.
Yeah, it can, you could say no, that
I know,
right now.
I know
man.
Already. He was hooking me last time. Last time I was there, remember you was that gas break. I'm trying to dig it up. But the homie was looking out, trying to look out for me last time. I just couldn't get out there to you. Remember I was like, it's all
yeah.
good.
Oh
you
yeah,
feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know I had a little. You know I just had an ounce for you. Like nigga, you out here? You smoking? Come through,
yeah,
get an ounce
yeah.
on the cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
yep.
here you go, my nigga.
Yep.
For being a real one, you went to town. Come through, get a free zip, my nigga. Here you go. You gonna
yep.
be out here smoking, so you might as well get a free zip.
Yeah, he did that. It was like my last day already. I think I was leaving tomorrow, so
there
wasn't no.
It was
it was late. It was a lot going on. Yeah.
It was time, hey. But I just let you know, I'm that kind of nigga, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Anybody,
I'm knowing already.
Anybody tell you right now, they'll tell you like, oh yeah, that's who he is, bro. Like if
yeah.
he had 5 million, 10 million. That don't mean shit to Arthur, not Bandana, not
right.
Chico, not Armageddon.
Hey,
right.
Arthur, because you said Arthur. So I was told to tell Arthur that Kennedy just said he did a puppet show for us once. Did you do a puppet show for Marcy's girl
yeah.
one time?
Yeah, I did a puppet show for yeah because they was bored. So
was this
know,
at the daycare?
Yeah, it was at the daycare. You know, me being big cousin. And being creative, you know, put some puppets on my hands and, you know, did a puppet show for my little cousins. Why not? You know, it's what real niggas do
but
for little cousins.
Look at the memory of it. You know, it's priceless
yeah.
to Kennedy. Kennedy is like 17 now,
look,
and she remembers that.
Kennedy, that's because Kennedy was smaller than the rest of them. And Kennedy gravitated to me. Kennedy was my little homie. Like, that was my little nigga right there. Like, me and Kennedy used to play football, throw the ball at each other. We used to play hide and seek and throw things at each other. We used to just play like little, you know, like that's my little girl cousin, and you know that was your daycare. So you my mom, I'm there. So it's like I'm an old school boy cousin. I'm gonna play with my little cousins, whether they girls or boys. I'm gonna play with my little cousins. These are my little cousins. Like we gonna play dodgeball,
so
football, whatever.
I know you get out there with the with the kids and you become a big kid with them. I love seeing that action, seeing how you out there with them as a big kid yourself.
Yeah. It's
especially with the boys.
The thing is, Mama, you know when you know for y'all that don't know, you know I ain't got no shame in my game. So I'm on probation, and you know I just served my time and my thing and everything I did in my life. You know when I was pimping, I wasn't here for my daughter's life, for that time, and I didn't meet her until I was she was 2 years old. But when my son was born, I sat there and I told him. When he was born, that I'm not going to leave your side. And I'm going to be here from now to the rest of your life because my dad wasn't, you know. And the crazy thing is I'm named after my dad, and I named my son after me. So he's the third. So I promised him that, and I haven't let him down since then. So I have to go above and beyond to meet the expectations of somebody that I don't even know. Like I'm trying to create a new standard from somebody I don't even know. And then when I did try to know or did when I all right, what we got? 12 all right, look, quick story, right? So when I see my dad the last time I seen my dad was when I was 14, right? And I think I was going – before that, I didn't know the nigga exists. I didn't even know who he was, right? But at 14, my mom drove me over there. She stayed – my dad stayed right around the corner from USC, right across the street from 32nd Street Market, right? right around the corner from the village in little apartment buildings. And mom worked at USC as a dispatcher. And so she drove me over there for the 4th of July for my birthday and was like, hey, do you want to stay over here? And I was like, nah, I'm trying to go hang out with my cousins, you know. That was at 14. I didn't see this nigga from 14 all the way till I turned 21. And I seen a nigga at the GR building on Grand and Adams, right? Now, this is the fucked up thing. I didn't even see him. What happened was this. They called. I was there for somebody else's appointment. And they called Arthur Lee Chambers. I'm like,
both of y'all got up?
No. I didn't get up because I knew, I knew I didn't have no appointment. I'm like,
oh, okay.
They called Arthur Lee Chambers. I'm like, I know my homeboy, you know, who, they over there. So they, you know, did they tell them that they know me and I'm over here? Like, what's going on?
Right,
so
right,
I just
right.
sat there. So, you know, if anybody listening knows you are a builder, you know, they make everybody go over the door. They went over the door, so I'm looking. I'm like, damn, what if they was calling me? So I get up. I walk to the back. No, I get up, wait for somebody to come out the door because you got to be slick back then. Wait for them to open the door to go in. Wait for them to open the door, walk in. Walk to the back. I'm like, yeah, y'all call Arthur Lee Chambers? He said, yeah, I'm Arthur Lee Chambers. I said, no, nigga, I'm Arthur Lee Chambers. He said, no, I'm Arthur Lee Chambers. I said, bro, look here. I said, let's show you.
Y'all didn't even
DD.
Know who each other was?
I don't even know.
Had no clue.
I'm like, man. Look, bro, I said, bro, unless your name is Didi or Big Chico, I don't know you, nigga, and you ain't Arthur. He said, yeah, nigga, I am Didi. I'm Big Chico. I said, nigga, you my motherfucking daddy then, nigga. Just like that. I don't you see how I talk to my uncle. So, you know, I don't share code shit. I'm 39.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I'm a different
yeah.
I was born in 82. But I talk the way I talk.
Right.
You gonna like me or not, I don't give a fuck. So
right.
he sat there, he was like, oh yeah, I'm your daddy. I'm like, hold on. I'm like, so you know my mama Jean? I'll never call.
Stupid.
I'm like, see my mama. Her name is Jean, right?
Wow.
You know my mama, right? He's like, yeah, I know Jean.
It's a straight confirmation.
He's like, yeah, I know Jean. I'm like, well, nigga, you my motherfucking daddy then. The people in the back start crying. They were like, oh, my God.
Wow.
It's the Maury Show. Oh, what?
I'm like, yeah.
We walked out. Look, they told the nigga, they said, don't worry, go out there and talk to your son. We're going to hold your spot for you. I said, these niggas is ratchet.
Wow.
I said, life is different in Harlem.
And he called
wow.
me at work to tell me, guess who I just, yeah, he said, guess
yeah.
who I just met? And I was like, who? And he said, my MF and daddy. And I was like, where? And he told me, I was like, wow.
Oh,
I was just like, wow. In the welfare
I'm,
office, you know, like, wow.
I'm, No, that's the welfare office, mama. The GR building. This is different.
They are the damn
hold
same.
Hold on. No. Welfare and
it's
GR
a system,
is different.
It's a system.
Welfare is for families. General relief is for individual single people. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Look, yeah.
True
so
that.
this is a different thing. All right, the welfare building is next door to us. The GR building is where I'm at. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I know.
I
yeah.
mean, you wasn't on GR welfare, so I don't think, you know, that. And if you was, that was when I never knew. So
no, I wasn't.
But I'm, exactly. So I'm telling you that when that happened, it was crazy. So, G. Lou, check this out, nigga. So we exchange numbers and shit. Oh, I'm a bank
right.
online. Look, I'm the only one calling them up, right? This nigga's not being consistent with his calling back, right? And I'm his
right,
son.
Right.
So I'm like, all right. So he show up at my He showed up at my 21st birthday, right? So for my 21st birthday, this was my wish. I didn't want shit. I wanted my mom, my dad, all my uncles, my aunties, and my cousins to come to my birthday in Carson at the park. That's all I wanted. See, I'm a Los Angelino. Everything I did is always in Los Angeles County. I don't do shit
right.
nowhere else, right? Unless I was in New Orleans, you hear me? That's different. So
right.
We sat there, and we made it happen. I got me, my dad, my mom. This is the only picture I got with me, my mom, and my dad, right? So I got me, my mom, my dad, my uncle Braxton that was on here, my uncle Marcus, you know, I think my auntie Sophie showed up and a couple other after that, my dad even brought his girl. After that day, I moved to Louisiana right after that. Never mm-hmm. talked to the nigga or seen him again since. And I've been trying to keep in contact, but he always stiff for me, nigga, on some, look, this nigga always think that I'm going to come back and ask him about what happened. Like, hey, my nigga, so you know what happened about you being with my mom? Nigga, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, nigga. Look, if you would have left my mom, right. I would have never seen Germany, nigga. You see what I'm saying? If you right. never left, if that would never happen, I would never move to Germany. For one. For two, nigga, I'm not worried about that, bro. Like, I don't hold, I understand, I'm a man. I understand, look, to all right. the stepdads out there or dads that left, I understand if it got hard and you couldn't hold it down and you wanted to leave or it got too complicated. I get it. I understand that you left. For all the sons that's listening that don't forgive their father, forgive your father. You want to know why? Because I'm going to tell you something, nigga. If you don't forgive your father, then you ain't forgave yourself, nigga, for one reason and one reason only. How can you sit here and get mad at a man at the same thing that your ass going to do? And you don't know you're going to do it yet because guess what? You got older and you done crushed that woman's heart. You done hurt her feelings. You done left her. You done leave her, but she done had a kid for you and it didn't work out and you had to bounce. That's life. It's how it is. It works out
but
like that.
But he didn't
sometimes.
Leave me. I left him. So
I know you
uh-oh.
Left him. It wasn't no. No, come on. We know you left him, mama. Look, your character wasn't under scrutiny. You see what I'm saying? That nigga character is under scrutiny. You see what I'm saying? But that's, you know, that was that. Look, how about this, G-Lou? Just that little story right there, that shows you
yeah.
how my fucking life is a motherfucking movie, nigga. And that was just,
right.
that was a GR incident. But the way I described it to you sounded like what? A motherfucking movie.
Like a movie, yeah.
That's why I said, I don't know if either one of you heard me say Lifetime.
Mama, you love Lifetime.
Yeah.
I do too, because of you. Every man
okay.
that loves Lifetime is because
Lifetime.
His mama loves Lifetime. Look, mm-hmm. I grew up around my grandmother watching General Hospital. All
General
day
Hospital.
Look, all my children. I come from that era. I'm
yep.
a, look, I
yep,
am a
me
born,
too.
Bred Los Angelino. I ain't like these other niggas. I actually sock niggas. You get me, G Lou? I actually sock niggas.
Did you find gas
yeah.
break dip on them hoes?
Yeah, I got it. So we'll slide up out of here
with
that.
Because
yeah.
we're about to be.
Yeah,
yeah, we're about to.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they about to
yeah.
take us out of here. But Bandana Davis, thank you, man, for another great interview, part two. Everyone,
oh, yeah.
if you miss it, go back and check it. It'll be in the archive. We'll put it on YouTube and
well,
all that. But thank you, brother.
Everybody out
much
there
success.
That's just looking up, hit me up at Bandana Davis, BANDANNADAVIZ. It's going to be in the link and everything else. Follow me. God bless you. Good night. Good looking out. Let's go.
Love you, son.
Smashed out to the stove. About to fuck with these bitches. Bitches feeling real naked. I forgot my pistol. She was talking money. I had to get it. Just sending all these hoes like I live with no limit. Don't let me know where my little bitch is loving my game. Gang, talking to you, hoe. You know I ain't lame. Talking that shit, bitch, and spitting that yacht. Yeah, taking that money, homie, and stacking that guap. Real beef with the ism. I don't stay in one spot. Rolled up to the track about 6 o'clock. Broke on you twice, plus three more times. Got your money up the track for my Optimus Prime. Little badass chick, little shoes and booties. I don't hold no hands, I come out to the movies. But when you're done with the hoe, bring her back to a bitch. Cause I'm paid your cash without giving her dick. I'm gas, break, step on that hoe. If you gas, break, step on that hoe. Tell her, if you gas, break, step on that hoe. Then gas, break, step on that hoe. Then gas, I press the gas, no brakes.
Every place in California is not safe.
Where you from, nigga?
Smashed off, then I dipped on that hoe.
On the hoe.
Graduated from the corner to a stove.
To the stove.
Started with an ace, then I seen a gross.
Just broke.
Brought an 83 cutters with the folks.
With the folks.
We was raised on pimping and selling dope.
Selling dope.
Played by the rules and stuck to the code.
To the code.
So, bitch, can you buy that?
Huh?
I'm a universal king. I know you can't try that.
Try that.
Got my eddies up and hops in the whip. It's not about who you are, but who a nigga with.
What?
Who, what? That's how we talk on the coast.
West coast.
Now that I do, the little homie got smoked.
Bah.
Now that I do, you know we long straight to go.
Go.
Run up on your car and put the cover on the truck. If you gon' gas break, then dip on that hoe. If you ain't gas break, dip on that hoe.
Tell them that.
If you gon' gas break, then dip on that hoe. If you ain't gas break, dip on that hoe.
Tell them that.
If you gon' gas break, then dip on that hoe. If you ain't gas break, dip on that hoe.
Tell them that.
If you gon' gas break, dip on that hoe. Then gas break, dip on that hoe. Tell them, gas break, then talk shit, swallow spit, press play on that beat. Gas break, then talk shit, swallow spit, press play on that beat. On that bitch, I move like Nino. Canceler quick, then bust a bag off a kilo. Oh, you must be smoking primo. Thinking I'ma give you a oochie for that coochie or some deep throat, you trippin'. Don't bring me that neck. I need it all, won't go things in some baguette. Fuck what you think, bring your face in a fat check. Surrounded by pins and a max, I'm in jack section. Niggas running rough like, buddy is not next. You niggas none and none, gas break, this boy do not flex. Put you in the blender, spin your mind, you are not bad. Fucking with them niggas, gas break, this from them projects. Gas break. Then talk shit, swallow spit, press play on that beat. Gas break. Then talk shit, swallow spit, press play on that beat.